say knock me at this door and rat me well, I'll knock your nace.
It's not a place you would expect to find teenagers during their summer break. But inside the small theater on Main Street in the city's theater district, students were running through their version of the classic Shakespeare comedy. They've set it inside a Buffalo neighborhood bar with beer and chicken wings. However, it features the traditional sexist attitudes of the male roles in Taming of the Shrew against the females, along with domestic violence, a very serious theme relevant today. Peace of the City has tied this to the powerful Me Too movements.
And what we're saying is we've decided to question it. And this play has been treated largely as a comedy historically. And we've decided to choose to treat it as a tragedy because we think that's what it is.
Diane Takins is founder and executive director of Peace of the City. This play features two new roles added to the traditional plots.
A voice of consciousness to both the male, main male and female characters. It has been scary to go this far outside of the box, but that's where we felt the cultural reality is telling us to be in order to be relevant. And teenagers and young adults want to be relevant.
Lawrence Russell is playing one of the lead male roles. This fall, he begins his second year of high school at the Emerson Annex in South Buffalo. Russell calls the acting group his family and his happy place.
So I came here 2015. I was 13. I felt out of place because I didn't know anybody at the first time. And then they came and they worked with me with warm arms. And I'm thinking, this is a good place. This is a good opportunity for me to go somewhere. And I can actually go somewhere with people behind me who I know have my back.
Has that changed you and your attitude as a teenager?
Yeah, because, I mean, some people, like, they really don't care about you. But, like, going to Peace of the City, it's like, it's a group of people who actually care and they want you to do something. And they want you to strive and be excellent.
What this ultimately is soul building. This accesses the deepest part of these young people.
Yeah, it helps everyone because once we see someone who's like, who has an attitude or is down, we always come and try and cheer them up and ask them if they're okay. We're like a little family.
Helen Modi is acting for the very first time, playing the lead role of Katerina. She just graduated from Mount Mercy Academy in South Buffalo and will attend Mercyhurst University this fall. She stages a very aggressive fight scene with another cast member and says acting in a Shakespearean play proves you can do anything.
What is it like for you to play this role?
It's kind of difficult because I'm not like that in real life. So I guess you can say it's really challenging, but because of my friends and all the workers at Peace of the City, they helped me become this person.
Here's the size and bull of a man!
Peace of the City founder Takins noted the play features a diverse group of students.
There's gay and straight, multiple religions, multiple languages, multiple countries represented here, the indigenous poor, generational Buffalonians. We all come together, and when we started rehearsals down here, I said to them, next time anyone tries to in any way put a wedge between you and anybody else, remember this experience.
It's amazing. It's like, when have you ever heard a group of teenagers, let alone this diverse amount of teenagers, do Shakespeare? That's never been heard of.
Rashid El Wasim came from Yemen 11 years ago. He'll be entering his junior year at Hutch Tech this fall. He also has a lead role playing Lucentio, the lover boy.
It's just amazing to represent my country, top of all, my family, you know, my parents, they work hard to give me the life that I have right now. And I'm just trying to bring a little light on to what's going on today with the whole hashtag Me Too.
We did ask El Wasim about this week's U.S. Supreme Court ruling upholding President Trump's travel ban affecting five Muslim countries.
We know there are people out there like President Trump that have his mindset. And I really just try to accept all that I faced and just go on with life. Just keep pushing all the negative stuff down and just go through it, you know, because at the end, there's a rainbow, right? You know, there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
El Wasim actually has a dream of someday becoming a lawyer and perhaps a politician, saying he loves the art of debate.
And hopefully one day I'll go into politics, you know, and hopefully be first U.S. Eminent senator, you know.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Didn't speak these words clearly. Ain't come with, not me here, sir. Not me here, sir. Not me well, not me soundly.